A new study says the biggest issue in the legislative debate over the legalization of marijuana here is whether for-profit companies will be allowed to sell pot. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the for-profit approach in Colorado and Washington is not the only option available to lawmakers in Vermont.
The report was prepared by the RAND Corporation, and it outlines the challenges and options that lawmakers will need to consider if they decide to legalize marijuana in the coming years. Bo Kilmer is co-director of the RAND Drug Policy Research Center. He says the two states that have legalized marijuana, Colorado and Washington, have allowed for-profit companies to grow and sell marijuana in retail stores. Kilmer says this system is the easiest way for states to collect new revenue from the sale of marijuana, but he says it's not the only way. Other options include creating a state monopoly modeled after Vermont's liquor stores, allowing nonprofit groups to grow and sell marijuana, or simply legalizing the possession of marijuana and letting individuals grow a small number of plants. Kilmer says this regulatory decision will be the most important part of the legislative debate.
If a jurisdiction is going to create a new industry for marijuana, you know, you may not necessarily want one that's exclusively focused on profit. The bottom line is that there's a lot of space in between prohibition and what's happening in Colorado and Washington.
There are federal laws that prohibit the possession and growing of marijuana, but Kilmer says the Department of Justice won't interfere with state laws as long as local law enforcement efforts are maintained and steps are taken to keep marijuana out of the hands of young people.
It also sent a signal to other states and to other countries that for the time being, the Obama administration was willing to tolerate for-profit companies coming in and producing this federally prohibited substance as long as they played by their rules.
Caledonia Senator Joe Benning supports the legalization of marijuana, but he doesn't think Vermont should adopt the for-profit model right at the start.
I think Vermont should go very slow, and let me say that I don't think the state is in any kind of a position right now to be setting up the new employees or the regulations that would be necessary at a time when we have so much else on our plate. This is just not the time to do that.
Irisburg Representative Vicki Strong doesn't support any level of marijuana legalization.
I'm concerned about the message it does give to young people. I believe it's the wrong message right now. They equate legal with safe, and already we see a high use of opiates among our young people.
Backers of a bill to legalize marijuana say they're still studying the regulatory framework for their plan, and it could be several weeks before they're ready to unveil their legislation. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.